Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and it's always fun on Tuesdays here because it's open forum and we get to, well, you know what, every day is fun. I mean, I have to say I do have a good time every day, but it's particularly fun to be able to say to you, hey, you got any question at all about the Catholic faith? Go ahead and give us a call. The number to call, 888, I'm giving out the pledge number, 318-7884. That's not the pledge number. That's the line in here. I got the pledge number stuck in my head, 888-318-7884. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, we love it when non-Catholics call. So if you're not a Catholic, maybe you've never even thought about being a Catholic, but you got some kind of question about us Catholics, what we believe, what we do, give us a call, 888-318-7884. And now the reason I'm confused about the numbers a little bit is because we're using two numbers today. We're multitasking. We're also coming to you for our summer pledge drive during our summer slump. Four times a year, we take the opportunity to come to you and ask you for your support. We are not ashamed to ask you for your support because we believe that sharing the good news over the airwaves is one of the most important things that we can do. We're super happy to be part of it, and we're very grateful for your support. And we have a match this hour. We don't ask you very often, just as I said, four times a year, just a few hours each quarter. You want to guess the match? Do you know already? Or
I know. I found out $10,000 match for this hour, which, Cy, makes me nervous because we struggled. We're not even sure we hit the five.
No, I'm waiting for when Darren gets off that phone. Okay. I'm going to find out.
Yeah. Oh, folks, we really need you to get on the phones now. But you know what? I think that final surge, we got it because we really had a lot of folks on the phone.
Right.
I'm betting we got that five. But, folks, we really need you to get on the phones this second hour. We've got a $10,000 match for hour two. And so can you do me a favor? Yeah, you right there, you've been thinking now's the time, okay? Now's the time. And let's not wait till the end so that Tim has a heart attack at the end.
Now, don't joke about that.
I shouldn't joke about that, yes. But, you know, it definitely does get my blood pressure up a little bit when I see empty phone lines. And I hear Cy Kellett say, we're not even close. And we had like 10, 12 minutes left. Yeah. All right, let's not do that this time. No. Folks, we really need your help here at Catholic Answers Live, and we need you to get on the phones. Now, we've got a $10,000 match. That's twice as much as the $5,000 match in the last hour. So we need you right now to call 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000. I just have to believe, Cy, there are some folks out there right now that can give that $2,000 gift,
yes,
that $1,000 gift that would put us at a little ease, little, but we still would have a long way to go.
But it doesn't hurt.
That's right. That $10,000 match is so important, folks. These are the kinds of things that can really kind of kickstart us for the quarter. And I'll tell you something else, folks. When you call, you fire this whole office up, man.
Yes, that's true.
Folks that are on the phones and shipping, you name it, all around, man. When we have a good drive, it's like injecting, you know, I was going to say steroids. No, that would be bad. Injecting energy. Vitamins, yes. into the folks here, and it really does cause joy to explode around the office. So once again, we need your call now at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but we have this monitor where we can see how many calls have come in now that we've asked you for your calls, and quite a few lines remain open. 888-291-8000. $10,000, dollar for dollar match this hour. $10,000. We'd like to use that all up. 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. Safe, secure, fast at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Your contribution matters. It really does. And this is just our summer opportunity to get to come to you. I will reiterate, summer is the slowest time. It's as Tim said last hour, folks are on vacation. Folks are at the beach. People are not thinking about, hey, how much should I support Catholic Answers for? And so your support becomes extra important to us. 888 291-8000. Let's do our regular job now. We go to Christopher here in California watching on Facebook. Thanks for watching on Facebook, Christopher. Your question for Tim.
I'm actually on Facebook. I was the one who called last week and asked about the Hooters stuff, so I want to ask about different stuff right now. This is what I'm going to ask is about the it's about the controversial Roman Catholic apologist Michael Vorse, like who hosts like the Vortex, so, like, a web show and stuff. He's a controversial figure. He's been known for bashing bishops and
of Michael Vorse. So what is your question?
Would it be a good idea for faithful Catholics to listen to Michael Vorse or not?
Right. Great question, Christopher. And, you know, as a general rule, when we're talking about brothers in Christ, especially Catholics, you know, we are as positive as we can be about other apostolates that are, you know, in the vineyard doing the work of God. And certainly Michael Vorse is a good son of the church. He is a Catholic. He is on the side of the angels. And so we say thumbs up to all of that. However, I will tell you, I don't think he is prudent at times. I think the focus on, you know, as you said, you know, the bashing bishops is not something I agree with.
No.
You know, I just don't. You know, the old adage is if you're going to form a firing squad, maybe that's not the best metaphor to use now. But if you're going to form a firing squad, you don't form a circle, right? You know, and the idea of spending so much time focusing on, you know, going after bishops, I think is terribly imprudent. Something that I disagree with. I wish that was not. But I'll tell you, he's a very sharp guy. He's actually, when you actually listen to him when he starts getting into matters theological and philosophical, he's got some great stuff to say. So I would never tell anybody, you know, you don't listen to him and you don't listen to him. But I will give you my personal opinion, as I said. But praise God that we have all manner of Catholics out there, though, on the airwaves. We may not agree with everything that all of them say, but we absolutely love the fact that people are proclaiming the fullness of the gospel, including Michael Vorse, are proclaiming the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone as Catholics possess.
So I'm going to keep score for you, Christopher, because I know of your two calls in the last week. No to going to Hooters, okay to listening to Michael Vorse. Does that sound right to you, Christopher?
Michael Vorse has been on a warpath lately and stuff, so
not something that I would do. In fact, I wish sometimes he would not do those things when he really, as you said, gets on the warpath, especially against our bishops and such. But again, you know, it's a tough topic because look, there are times when you have to. I mean, like we've addressed Cardinal McCarrick and that situation on the air. I mean, things arise and we have to deal with it. To me though, Cy, it's a matter of focus. You know, when situations like that happen, you deal with them, you pray for folks, you move on, and your focus should be the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in my humble opinion, man, when you live in a world, I think Pope Francis said it so beautifully that so often we're concerned with cholesterol count when we're in a battlefield where people are hemorrhaging blood. When you go into a battlefield and people are hemorrhaging, you don't take cholesterol count. You stop the hemorrhaging. And there's so much hemorrhaging in our culture, and there are so many people that are in desperate need of the sacraments, of the Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith. I think that has to be our focus. And I think a lot of times, and it's not just Michael Vorse, but there are others. Whenever, you know, when folks hear the word Catholic Answers, the words, I want them to, the first thing that comes to their mind is, man, those are the guys that defend the magisterial teachings of the church and proclaim Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because that is what we are about. And I think really that's what all of us as Catholics should be about.
Christopher, thanks for the call. Please call anytime. We enjoy it when you call. 888. I'm having phone number trouble, so I'm going to slow down and give the proper phone number for the proper time. And the time right now is there's a season for everything, and this is the season for fundraising here at Catholic Answers. It does cost money to do what we do. We sell books, we produce videos, we do all that stuff. But as Tim said earlier, well over 60%, maybe over 70, I don't know, percent of our budget comes from you supporting Catholic Answers because you believe in what we do, because you believe that this needs to be in the public square. It needs to be out there. When you hear comedians tearing up the Catholic Church, the Catholic faith, or Christ himself in many cases, when you see television shows doing it, radio programs dismissing Christ or dismissing the love of the gospel, all these things tearing down the faith. And really, the truth is, sometimes a person just needs to hear it one time to counteract all of that, to hear about the love of Christ, Amen. The freedom that God offers in Jesus Christ, freedom from anger, freedom from our addictions, freedom from being trapped within ourselves. Amen. If we can just say it one time, sometimes that's enough. Maybe we got to say it a million times, and that's what will work for that person. So in season and out of season, that's all we try to do here. We want to share the good news. We want to defend the teaching of the Catholic Church because it's the teaching of the Catholic Church Amen. That restores people to the fullness of their humanity and to their relationship with God. Nothing is more important. Can you support us right now in that effort? 888-291-8000 is the place to go to. $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match, 888-291-8000.
And folks, I have to say this. They're making me nervous, Si.
I know, because you see all those empty lines.
That's right. We've got 21 lines, and I only see 7 of them with people on them. So, folks, we really need you right now, especially with this $10,000 match. We cannot afford to get behind in this hour. So can I ask you, can I beg you right now, folks, pick up that phone, 888. Come on. There's a lot of folks, 888-291-8000. There's a lot of folks listening to me right now. You know you need to. Let me toss something else out here. Maybe you're already a Radio Club member. Think about doubling your gift. Maybe it's $20 a month, make it $40. It's $25 a month, make it $50. Maybe it's just upping it $10 a month. Folks, we need your help. We've only got 7 lines right now with folks on them, and we just lost one, so it's down to 6 out of 21. So
give
right
number.
Now, folks, 888-291-8000. We need you to pick up the phone right now. And please, as I said before, don't let the devil lie to you and tell you, what's my $10 gift going to do? Folks, that is our source for everything that we do, is the $10 a month, $25 a month, the one-time $25 gifts. Folks, that is how we do what we do at Catholic Answers. But I have to say this as well. I just know there's some folks right now that can give that $2,000 gift, that $1,000, maybe a $5,000 gift, and we may need that to make the $10,000 in this hour with the few numbers of callers we have on right now. So, folks, please get on that phone line right now at 888-291-8000. Some of you have been thinking about it a long time. Now's the time to do it because we need you. God bless you.
888-291-8000 is the number. Apparently, they had given me this information before, and I was in the wrong page. I didn't see it. We made our match last hour.
We did it.
So thank you so much. So here's the deal. If you last hour people, they made their match. We need this hour people to make Amen. Their match. If you're Amen. Listening this hour, help us make that $10,000 match. 888-291-8000 is the number. If you can make a monthly pledge of $18 or more, maybe you can do $20, $25, $50, whatever it is within your means. But if you can make a monthly pledge of $18 or more, we're going to send you The Case Against Contraception, Trent Horn's brand new DVD, and John O'Neill, number one New York Times bestselling author, his brand new book, The Fisherman's Tomb, The True Story of the Vatican Secret Search for the Tomb of St. Peter. Spoiler alert, they found it. We want to send you those books at $18 a month or more pledge, or $200 one-time pledge. If you can pledge $500 or more, first of all, please do. We need those pledges a great deal. 888-291-8000 is the number there. But we're able to send you, in addition to the other gifts that we send out, we're able to send you the full set, every single one of the Catholic Answers 20 Answers books, 29 books.
Wow.
We will send you, if you're able to pledge, $500 or more. And as I said, we need those pledges. 888-291-8000. The number, 888-291-8000. Let's go take a call again. Scott in Oklahoma City, listening on Oklahoma Catholic Broadcasting. You are up next, Scott. Your question for Tim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just a very quick Catholic Answers testimonial. I came into the church in 1997, was raised in a interdenominational Pentecostal type church, kind of like kind of like you, Tim.
So, okay.
I just wanted to say my parents-in-law purchased a subscription to Catholic Answers for me when I was going through RCIA.
Wow.
And it was just instrumental in my own coming into the church, and it's really had an enormous impact on our family as well.
Praise
God. I've got a son who's a junior at John Paul the Great University in Escondido right
now.
Whoa,
wow.
Cool. And we're monthly givers, so
Praise God.
I just would encourage everybody, you know, the blessings that you get from Catholic Answers, worth every penny that you invest. So thank you for the ministry that you guys provide. And my question is about the Eucharist, a line in the Eucharistic prayer.
Yes.
After the mystery of faith in the Eucharistic prayer number two, the priest says, "Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you."
Yes.
So it's that last section. What does it mean to minister to God? How do we minister to God?
Yes, now please understand, Scott. And first of all, I want to thank you for sharing that testimony because that is beautiful. You just made this hour right there.
Yes,
Scott. And I hope folks who were on the fence about calling in just decided, you know what, I'm calling 888-291-8000 right now. But Scott, thanks for sharing that. But understand that when it talks about we minister to God, all of us as Catholics minister to God in as much as we are a member of a universal priesthood, right? And what does a priest do? A priest offers sacrifice to God. In that sense, ministers does a priestly ministry unto the Lord. Now, of course, the priest who's, you know, principally being spoken of there, has a priesthood that differs as a matter of essence and not just a degree from the universal priesthood of the laity, because the priest actually acts in persona Christi capitis, that is, in the person of Christ the head. But of course, he too ministers to the Lord in the ultimate and most profound way by offering the only sacrifice that is truly, strictly, absolutely worthy of an infinitely holy God, and that is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. So he ministers to the Lord in offering that worthy sacrifice. And you and I minister to the Lord by offering ourselves, as St. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, "I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you offer yourselves unto God living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable worship." I love that logike there in Greek, your reasonable worship. Why? Because the most reasonable thing a human being can do is offer himself to his Creator. And that is a ministry. So in that sense, we all minister to the Lord. We all have a priestly ministry. Does that help, Scott?
Absolutely. Thanks so very much.
All right, Scott. God bless you. And what a testimony, Si.
I know.
That's what it's all about, man.
It is. And it means so much when people share those with us. And thank you very, very much for that. And I hope it does inspire folks who are listening and thinking, I wonder if I should support this apostolate. Well, we're an apostolate of sharing the good news, explaining and defending the Catholic faith. You think that's necessary? We do. And so we come to you and ask you for your support. The number to support us, 888-291-8000. If you pledge this hour, we have a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour, 888-291-8000. Lots of folks in the building standing by to take your calls, 888-291-8000. 201-8000. If you don't mind, Tim, I'll just take a minute to thank some people because not everybody's name gets through to me on the little board here, but I'll try to name those that I can. Rosemary, $500. Thank you so much, Rosemary. Angie in Iowa, $200 gift. Sandra in New York, $250 gift. Sandra and Angie, thank you so much. Kevin in Cincinnati, $20 a month pledge. That means we're going to be able to send him the Fisherman's Tomb, the true story of the secret search for Peter's tomb, and the case against contraception. Thank you so much for your support, Kevin. Alan in Panama City, Florida, $25. Paul in Novi, Michigan, $30. Lola, $18 a month. It says, Lola, Tim's mom says hi. $18 a month.
Wonderful.
Anonymous in Tennessee, $200, and asked us to pray for vocations, excuse me, Anonymous. Eric gave us a $250 gift. It says that he was, he says, thank you for the family conference in Wichita, Kansas. Joseph in Florida, $100 gift. Rosemary, we already did Rosemary, so I'm back to the beginning of my document, but thank you so much. They called 888-291-8000. They took advantage of the fact that we have a $10,000 dollar for dollar match this hour, 888-291-8000.
And my friends, if my mom, and hi, Mom. My mom just called and made a pledge of $18 a month, and my mom is on a fixed income. And, of course, my mom happens to be a living saint. But, folks, if my mom called in, that means everybody needs to call in right now. Those of you who can, please, 888-291-8000. We've got a lot of open lines. And, please, if the lines are full, remember, we don't have a whole lot of folks receiving calls right now, so you might have to be on hold for a time. Hang in there. Now, right now, we have a ton of open lines, so you don't have to worry about it. We need you to get on the phones right now at 888-291-8000. We've got a lull for whatever reason. We need you to call. Come on, my mom called. She's leading the charge. Now you need to call 888-291-8000 or... Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, but we need your pledges, large or small, now.
And when you hear us taking these calls, and it's folks calling Sirius XM Satellite Radio or the EW10 Network, a local radio station, YouTube, Facebook, Periscope, our website, our app, all of that stuff is made possible by your donations. That's how that stuff functions. Your donations make it possible for us to get out there and reach folks. As I mentioned last hour, we are a content provider. We don't own radio or TV stations. Yes. EWTN does. Your local radio station does. Your local radio network does. Please support them. And in addition, please support us so we can continue to make the programming that goes on those radio stations. And again, the number, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. We go now to Murray in Los Angeles. He's watching on YouTube. Murray, your question for Tim.
Hi, Tim. So I just finished reading your book, Behold Your Mother, and I really enjoyed it. It answered a lot of my questions as a Protestant becoming Catholic about Mary. I really enjoyed it. But there is one question that's still kind of hanging over my head that I understand, and that is the difference between Mary's assumption into heaven versus Jesus Christ's ascension into heaven, and really just the difference between those two.
Yes, great. Actually, I did cover that in the chapter on the assumption. You might have missed it. You know what that means? You need to read it again. I'm joking with you, Murray, but, you know, a lot of times I know with me, I have to read books more than one because I'm slow. But, Murray, here's the key. The essential difference between the ascension and the assumption is a matter of essence. In fact, there's light years of difference between the two because the ascension of Jesus means he ascended by his own power. As God, remember, he said, destroy this temple. He prophesied in John chapter 2, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up again. And of course, in verse 21 there, it says, and the temple he spoke of was the temple of his body, giving us a hint that he is in fact God, because only God could raise Jesus from the dead. And so when he says, destroy this temple and I will raise it up again, he reveals his divinity. Now, Mary did not have that power. She is not divine. She's not God. So she was assumed, which means when she died, she was entirely passive and absolutely in need of God to assume her body, blood, soul into heaven. You see that essential difference, Murray?
So there's not a difference physically in how they were raised. It's a difference between the authority in which they brought themselves up, or in Mary's case, who brought her up.
Exactly. And that is a huge difference, Murray. It can't get any bigger than that. So, you know, in a sense, in the resurrection, right, the resurrection of the dead, where all the bodies will come out of the tombs and so forth, there's a sense in which you could say we are all going to be assumed, right? You know, when we talk about the resurrection and then going to heaven. But we have that unique term because of the unique situation that we have with Mary.
Thanks, Murray. Appreciate the call. It is open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples is our guest. Tim is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers. It's also Pledge Drive Day, just today, tomorrow, and the next day, just those 3 days this summer. We'll go the whole summer and just come to you for a few minutes each hour for those 3 days.
Lots of open lines,
and
folks.
Okay, so let me give out the number then. I'll just focus on that. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. This is a perfect time to call. We're going to be on a break. You can get this call done before we come back. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Hi, this is Dr. David Andrews. Do you have questions about the Catholic faith? Get the answers on Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host, in studio today with Tim Staples, our Director of Apologetics and Evangelization. Tim, a renowned speaker just back from a great big Catholic Family Conference in Wichita, Kansas. He'll come where you are. You just go to CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com and you can check out the schedule there and find out how to have Tim come where you are. He travels the world. As a matter of fact, you're doing some world traveling coming up, right? You're going to Australia?
I sure am. In October and November, I'm going to Australia, and then I'm going to the Eternal City.
Oh, yes. You're going to Rome?
Roma.
And I'm fairly certain they will not keep you there and make you pope, as sometimes happens to people, because of your marital status.
Yes.
But
my lack of ordination status.
You could be, like, if you were a single man, they could just ordain you.
That is true.
Has that ever happened, though? It has.
Yeah, you can be elected, and then they have to ordain you. Of course, that ain't going to happen today because the popes have established the rules, and so you have to be a cardinal.
Oh, you do?
I mean, that's the law of the church now, the Pope has decreed that his success. And remember, the Pope has the authority. He alone has the authority to establish how his successors will be chosen.
Right.
And the Pope has decided he will be elected
from
via
the College
of Cardinals. Yes. So you're out, Cy, and I'm out.
And now in the early days, like say like really early days around Peter's time and all that, was it members of the Roman Curia who became? I mean, not Curia, but clergy. Like
yes.
You were
among the Roman, and we get a little hint in Acts chapter 1 with the death of Judas. It was Peter who declared how they were going to choose him, and that it was casting lots. Isn't that great?
We don't do that anymore.
I'm glad our popes have kind of nuanced it a bit, you know.
Those are the early days, just getting started.
But of course, you know, the casting of lots, that goes back to the Old Testament. It's really a way of relying on God's providence.
And also, if I may say, it wasn't casting lots like for every man on earth. They had already had two fine candidates in front of them.
That's right. That's right. And the idea is that God chose. And look, if the Pope were to do that, well, then God would, by divine intervention, use that system.
Yeah,
yes, he would.
Right. Well, okay. So it would have been Roman clergy. I got one more question for you. Sometimes I get to ask questions on Open Forum Day, so I'm just going to ask these things because I'm interested in them.
Hey, yes.
How many of the early popes, like maybe, I don't know, Clement or one of the other early guys, Cletus or something, do you think were ordained priests or bishops by Peter himself? Do you have any idea about that?
Yeah, we don't know for sure. There is, you know, we have the list of the popes, but who ordained them? Sometimes you have contradictions.
Oh, I see.
You know, like this guy says he was ordained by, so we don't know for sure, especially the very earliest popes. There's a lot of muddy water surrounding even their history. There are some popes, we just don't know anything about them at all. You know, we just know we've got those ancient lists like St. Irenaeus's and St. Augustine's and many others who list the bishops of Rome all the way back to Peter. And of course, we have kept these lists most sacred because of our belief in apostolic succession.
The number, if you have questions for Tim, is 888-318-7884. All questions are welcome from anyone. You're welcome to call on Open Forum Days, 888-318-7884. I think I might have gulped had they said, oh, we've decided you're pope in those days, because you see all the apostles being martyred, popes being martyred. Maybe you've been like, what did I ever do to you? Why you want to make me pope?
And there was there was not a long line waiting to become pope in those days, because there were something like, I believe, 33 or 34 martyrs among the early popes.
Wow.
Just huge numbers. And yeah, not a line I would have been standing in.
No,
That's a testimony, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
To just the incredible fortitude of these men for centuries and centuries and centuries. And guess what? If a persecution came out today, now we haven't had any popes martyred since, I think, the 7th century was the last pope who was martyred, but we haven't had popes martyred in a long time. But I will guarantee you, if that broke out again and we had martyr after martyr, there would be a line of men standing
there
up,
would I know,
because the Holy Spirit is present in the church in every generation.
It's also time. You know what? Okay, I'm sorry. I keep coming back to this. Now, had Pope John Paul II died when he was shot, would that have been a martyrdom, or would that have just been a murder? You know?
Yeah, well, you'd have... Well, see, now the rules have changed.
Oh, yeah, because... Right, yeah.
Yeah, so he would have a much better chance of being a martyr because of the Muslim who shot him. And today, the rules have sort of lightened a bit because, you know, even St. Joan of Arc, there was question as to whether she was truly a martyr or not.
Yeah,
because she wasn't technically killed for professing her faith in Jesus Christ, but this was an ecclesiastical, a dirty deed, no doubt.
Yes,
but it wasn't. But in the modern era, we've lightened the criteria to the point where Saint Joan can be referred to as a martyr.
All right,
I think he would have been.
Yeah, right. Enough of my questions. Now your questions.
Yes.
But I want to remind you that we're doing two things this hour. We're doing our regular job of answering questions about the Catholic faith from anybody who's got one. But we're also coming to you, our listeners, to ask you, please, please support us. We're in the midst of our summer slump. We only come to you four times a year, a few hours. During those brief periods where we come to ask for your support, and we could really use your support. The number to call if you'd like to support Catholic Answers this hour while we have this $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. The last update I got, we're just a few thousand away from making our match this hour, so you could be the person who puts us over the top. We hope we'll get over the top before the top of the hour. 888-291-8000. You can also go, if you want to do it yourself, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. They've made the website very fast, very secure, and very easy to use this time. CatholicAnswersRadio.com, 888-291-8000.
I need to object to something you just said.
What I said.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. But
you just said we're only a few thousand dollars away from meeting our match. That means we're a long way away, and we've got 20 minutes left.
I was taking the optimistic view there.
Yeah. Well, in the last hour, we were not even close.
Yeah.
And we were a few thousand.
Well, that's true.
Dollars
I changed my tune. You're right. I did change my tune a little bit.
I think
there.
What Cy is thinking, well, this time it's 10,000.
Yeah.
Hey, we've already got about 6 or 7. Well, guess what? We're in the same boat we were in the last hour. We've only got about 20 minutes left, folks, and we need thousands of dollars. So please, we need your help right now because we cannot afford to lose a $10,000
no,
match.
No. Right.
So, folks, remember, we need you to call. We need these donations so that we get that $10,000 match. Give us a call at 888-291-8000. We need you to call now. Folks, just, you know, the callers who have called in asking wonderful questions, we answer their questions. You hear their response, Cy. Thank you so much. Sometimes it's, gosh, Cy, I remember a fellow who called in and he said, his opening line was, I have had this question for 40 years. Years as a Catholic.
Wow.
And I've asked, and I don't even remember what it was now, but I remember answering his question, and afterward there was a silence. There was just this spontaneous holy hush.
Oh, how beautiful.
And then
Tim.
He said, oh my word, thank you. Thank you so much. You just answered that question. I mean, that, folks, that is priceless.
Yeah.
Cy and I were talking about, you know, the gospel reading about 2 or 3 weeks ago from Mark chapter 6, where the scripture says Jesus had pity on the multitudes because they were like sheep without. Mm-hmm. Remember from Mark chapter 6, that beautiful text. They were like sheep without a shepherd. He had pity on them, and he began to teach them many things. This is a spiritual work of mercy that is proclaiming the saving truth of Jesus Christ. And when you see people and you hear in their voices, thank you, thank you. You know you've performed a spiritual work of mercy, and you know that the Holy Spirit is involved. There's something supernatural going on right here. And that's why we're here, folks. And that's why we need you to call now, because we've got to make, you know what, Cy, we've got to be stronger as Catholics. You know, I want to get to the place, Cy, where we're not only folks calling 888-291-8000 and filling up these phone lines, but we need to be able to do more than we're doing right now. We want to do some radio. I want to do a radio show. I've told Chris, I want to do a radio show and call it
Please don't do
Theology
it at the same
Matters.
Time as this. I don't want to compete against you, no, Staples.
I want to call it Theology Matters.
Oh, how cool.
And, you know, and we have got other, I don't even know if I was supposed to say that, but we've got a lot of other things that
well, me a little bit.
We would like to do that we can't. So, folks, we need you. Believe me, if we laid out our plans of stuff that we'd... But you know what? We're constrained by folks who are going to call and support us. Because really, guys, you determine what we're going to do at Catholic Answers to a large extent. So please, pick up that phone now. You've been thinking about it for the last hour and a half. Now's the time to do it at 888-291-8000. And thank you so much, all of you that have called. We made that matching gift in the first hour. We need to make this one, folks. We've got about $3,000 to go, and we've only got about 10 minutes. or no, we've got about, what, 15 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
So we really need you all to call now at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000 is the number, 888-291-8000. Please fill up those phone lines. We are still thousands away from making that match this hour. It's a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match. And I will ask again, for those of you who are especially blessed and have the financial means to make that $500 gift, that $1,000 gift, maybe a $2,000, a $5,000, even a $10,000 gift, all of those mean so much to us. If you want to have our books open to you and see how every dollar is spent, Chris Check will be happy to do that for you. He is our president. He'd be very happy to do that for you, for anybody. We'd try to be an open book and let you know where the money is being spent. We only do one thing. We explain and defend the Catholic – well, maybe that's two things, but I don't know. But explain and defend the Catholic faith. That's what we do. That's all Amen. We want to do. We try to do it better every day, and we try to do it in more places all the time. And that's what your donation makes possible, 888-291-8000. We go now to Taylor in California, watching on YouTube. Taylor, your question for Tim Staples.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me. So I just want to say I am a devout Catholic, and I do believe all the church teaching, but there's this one thing that I have a question about, and it's about the helpfulness of a certain teaching, and it's emphasizing the distinction between moral certainty and infallible certainty on the subject of assurance that we're in a state of grace and saved. And
right.
Now, just to be clear, I am not questioning mortal sin and loss of salvation.
Like sure.
That's very obvious to me that we can lose our salvation. But if I'm repentant and if I've gone to confession and I believe in Christ, then I don't see how it's helpful to tell me I can't have an infallible certainty that I have been forgiven in that moment, you know? And so it seems to me like a very unhelpful distinction, and I guess that's my question, is about why maybe is it helpful?
Yeah, I think it is actually very helpful, and I think this is an example of St. Paul's, some call it a quip, in 1 Corinthians 11:19, where he says, heresies must come in order that those who are approved among you will be made manifest, right? You know, it's an interesting line. I've read different commentaries. You know, some say, "Oh, he's tongue in cheek." I don't buy that at all. I think he's saying exactly the truth. He's not saying now heresies must come in the sense that God needs heresies in order to clarify the faith, but that is a fact. It has been over the centuries. In fact, the reason why the Gospels were written, the reason why all the letters in the New Testament were written, were because of the various errors and misinformation that was floating around, claiming to be from apostles and such, and just outright heresies that were floating around, and the four evangelists, St. Paul, and the rest, that's why they wrote the New Testament. And so I believe that these distinctions, like this distinction between moral certainty and infallible certainty, they are important distinctions, and they come really as a result of the errors, mainly, not that they weren't around before the Reformation. We did have these distinctions, but there was a great emphasis at the Council of Trent with the advent of the Calvinist presumption of, you know, as they call it, the perseverance of the saints, or once saved, always saved. And so we need to make that distinction. It's very, very important, because if you don't, your certainty of salvation, we call it a moral certainty, can easily fall into the sin of presumption. Oh, I went to confession, so by golly, I'm on my way to heaven. No, we must always, very important verse of scripture, my friend, 1 Corinthians 11:12, St. Paul says, if any man think he stand, take heed lest he fall, right? So we must never, never, never presume and say, man, I'm saved, I'm there. No, we humbly say with St. Paul, as we mentioned earlier on this broadcast, right? He says, I have nothing on my conscience, right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. I have nothing on my conscience, but I am not thereby justified. The one who will judge me is the Lord. Therefore, judge not. He says, I don't even judge my own self. So the distinction keeps us from the sin of presumption, keeps us in a sense, you know, in a state of humility that acknowledges I am totally dependent upon God for my salvation. I'm not trusting my repentance, my anything. I'm putting all my trust in God. Now, by faith, I know the sacraments are efficacious. I know all the truths of the faith that are the foundation for infallible certainty concerning the teachings of the church. But when it comes to my cooperation with that grace and these great gifts of confession and such, that's where we turn from this being ordered to the virtue of faith to being ordered to the virtue of hope. And that's where, you know, the Calvinists miss it. And it's kind of ironic because they claim to have an infallible certainty, but they don't have infallible doctrine. So how in the world can you have infallible certainty when you don't even have infallible doctrine? They got it backwards. We have infallible doctrine. We know infallibly certain that we're right, you can lose your salvation. Right? But when it comes to our personal cooperation and such, that is ordered to the virtue of hope. And so my hope, as we used to sing as Protestants, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's absolutely true. I trust in him. I do everything he asked me to do, and then I leave the judging in his hands. Does that help at all?
Taylor?
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah. It's, again, whenever the church defines something, I'll leave you with this, Taylor. She's not doing it just for the fun of it, just to be arbitrary, just to show her authority. I'm going to quash this. She always defines as a mother helping her children to grow. And so when you see an infallible pronouncement at the Council of Trent about the assurance of salvation, we as Catholics should know, Mama thinks this important, right? Uh-huh. And so I will guarantee you it is, because in this case, Mama is guided infallibly by the Holy Spirit.
Taylor, thank you so much for that call. I want to remind folks that we are in the midst, well, we're in the beginning stages, actually, of our pledge drive for this summer. Summer is the toughest time to get through for many apostolates such as ours. And if you can support us, now is the time to do it, because we had a $10,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. $10,000 dollar-for-dollar. That means anything that you pledge is going to get matched up to $10,000 this hour. We're not there yet. And the number to call, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
And you know, I think I was pontificating a bit and we lost callers. You know what, folks? You know, but really, answering questions like I just did here, I was blessed to do, and Jimmy Akin does, and all the other Trent Horn, Carla Broussard, and all the wonderful guests that we have here, that's really what it's all about. But folks, this day, today, we need your help. We help people every day, all day long at Catholic Answers. And I can tell you this, folks. All of the apologists here work their tails off. And my wife can tell you, I'm up all hours of the night, early in the morning, before I even get into this office answering questions and so forth. Because you know what? We have a passion for what we do. We love giving people Catholic answers. And that's what we're about. We are about helping you. But right now, we're asking you to help us because we are in need. And right now, we have a whole lot. We only have 5 people on the phones. We have 16 open lines, and we also have a ways to go. We've got about 10 minutes to raise a couple $1,000s here, folks. So please, I'm asking you to help us at Catholic Answers. Maybe you've been thinking about it. Man, maybe I should call. Now's the time to call. 888-291-8000. Help us to make this matching gift. I'm on first hour tomorrow. I really want to come on tomorrow morning and say we made this match. So please, you can make this happen, folks. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or pick up that phone at 888-291-8000 and know that when you do, you really do participate in all the labors of these apologists that I know work their tails off right here. You really do participate in everything that we do. When we reach a soul in the Philippines, you're with us. When I'm just getting ready to head to Australia and to Rome, as I mentioned, you go with me, folks, by your gifts. And every time a soul, a life is changed through this radio broadcast, you are a part of it. I think that's a great deal. 888-291-8000. Call us now, 888-291-8000. We are down to crunch time. We need to hear from you. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And maybe one last time, folks, I know there's somebody out there that can give $1,000 right now or can give $2,000 right now. You, that's right, you, give us a call, 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Tim, I was going to tell you, a gentleman called and he said he's been listening and he listens all the time to Catholic Answers Live. It's his turn to give. He gave us $500. They gave me the name here, but I cannot find the name on this document they gave me. So I'm going to find that name of that gentleman who did that. But thank you so much. And that's really the spirit of the thing.
Amen.
Because look, we're here because somebody gave before.
That's
because
right.
Somebody, you know, last year or last month or even last decade, we've been doing this for 20 and one half years. Of Catholic Answers Live. And from day one, somebody has been providing the financial support for that.
Yep.
And it's grown from seven stations, you know, to a dozen stations, to 100 stations, 360 stations, also Sirius Satellite, also television show now, also everywhere we can be on the internet.
Sai, have you ever heard Carl Keating's story of how this radio show started?
Yes, I have, but go ahead. Yeah,
I mean, it's amazing. Folks, when you said that right from the start, Carl was like, hey, you know, we believe this is something we need to do, but they were broke as usual, and they needed a certain amount of money, a certain amount of money. As I recall, it was something like $10,000 or $20,000. I could be wrong on the number.
Yeah, yeah.
But Carl was saying, you know, we don't have the money, but this is something, and it came.
Yeah, a check came in the mail for the exact amount.
A check came for the exact amount of money. And let me tell you something, folks. Over the decades here at Catholic Answers, and God bless our founder, Carl Keating, because he was the man who built this from scratch, and Patrick Madrid and the others, Jimmy Akin, who came on early on, God bless him. But Carl Keating, that was the man with the faith and the fortitude to get it started, and he could tell you story after story about how things happen like that. And I believe it's going to happen right now. We're going to get this match because you're going to call 888-291-8000. Remember, the lines may be full. I see we're starting to get them right now. This, praise God for that. The lines might be full. Please try again. You can keep calling. And what's the deal on that? 888-291-8000. How late can they call?
At least 15 minutes after the top of the hour. So we'll go off the air at about 5 minutes before. So you got about 20 minutes after the show ends.
Okay.
You can still call 888-291-8000. But listen, all night. You can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com overnight. You can anytime go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your donation there. That counts towards our match as well.
Yes.
CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. I found the name of the gentleman.
Oh, God
bless.
It was
Michael in Flaghorn, Iowa.
God bless.
He said, listens to the show all the time and figured it was his turn to chip in. And we appreciate that, Michael.
Praise God.
888-291-8000. Listen, you won't know in this life what your donation does. You won't. We won't know what. And this is something we all do together. I mean, I imagine that we will see one another in heaven. All those who supported their local Catholic radio station, started a local Catholic radio station, started a local Catholic radio show or a national Catholic radio show. Those of us here in the studios, those of us behind the scenes, and you, when you call, this is an effort of the church together. It's one of the most exciting kind of collective things that the church is doing in the modern world.
Yeah.
I mean, from bishops who support us and priests and sisters and to families who make their monthly pledge. All why? All so that people in a time of really almost complete confusion can hear the simple truth, hey, God loves you. And here's the proof of that love. Jesus Christ is the proof of God's love for you. Believe in him. Repent. And be baptized. And if you've already been baptized, head over to the confessional, go to confession, receive communion, and that life is there for you, that eternal life offered by God in Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's happening every day.
Amen.
And we want you to be part of it. Please be part of it because we got a $10,000 match this hour. And your donation is going to be doubled. 888-291-8000 is the place you go to do that. 888-291-8000. Tim, shall we thank some people? Wanted to say before we go? All right. Michelle in Virginia, thank you for your $50 donation. Dan in Hoxley, Texas, $200 donation. Shout out to Tim Staples from Nicasios and Hemiston, $315. I have no idea. What is this? $315 mean something? Or?
I don't know, but praise God for it.
That's an interesting number, and thank you for it. Anna in Oregon, your $10 pledge is doubled. Elaine in Panama Maria, Texas, $1,000.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Elaine.
What was that name? Elaine, thank you so much.
Tom in Sonomish, Washington, prayers for his son who's discerning the priesthood, $150. The list goes on and on and
thank
on.
Thank you to every single person that has donated, whether it's $1,000 or $10. We love you, and we are going to continue to proclaim the gospel till Jesus comes.
Carolyn in Lafayette, Louisiana, $50. Joseph in Florida, $100. Thank you all so much. They called 888-291-8000. We're going to stay on the lines and keep taking calls. 888-291-8000. I feel it. We can make that $10,000 match.
Amen.
If you just pick up that phone and call right now.
Keep calling, folks.
888-291-8000. We'll see you for more Open Forum, God willing, tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live.